وتعالى said in Holy Quran about his beloved Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving an oath that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever he says is wahy. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. He said, never, yantik means never open his mouth to speak from his own desire. Always it has to be revelation. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. He doesn't open his mouth to say something. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنْ هُوَى. إِنْ هُوَى. Verily it is. إِنْ هُوَى إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. Verily it is a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to his Prophet. Means anything that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in his life is not from his own desires. Allah described it. وَمَا يَمْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. Never he said anything from his own desire. But it is revelation. Allah revealed it to him. And the revelation is of two kinds. One revelation is Allah's ancient word, the Holy Quran. And the other one is revelation, not the Holy Quran, but is being inspired to the heart of Prophet. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it from his inspiration that came to him in the way of a hadith. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in his hadith, that is a very important one, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Allah knows that the heart of people. Allah knows what that one is doing, good or bad. And that's why Allah gave it a way that to make everything easy, or else if everything is going to be difficult, then all of us will be losers, because Allah's mercy made everything easy for us. And Allah said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, means every amal, every action is according to the intention. And that hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is narrated by most of the book of hadith, especially Bukhari and Muslim. That, because it's very important, and it came at the beginning of the book of Imam Bukhari. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Every amal is according to the intention. Every action according to the intention. وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to that person, what his intention was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. If my intention is good, and it turned out to be different, what I can do? Allah knows best. People don't know. People, they cannot read the hearts. And for that reason, judgment is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for anyone else. You cannot judge on people. Especially you, who are trying to be struggling with their egos, coming here all the way, all of us, trying to implement the footsteps of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he said to his Sahaba, that now you came back from lesser jihad to the greater jihad. رجعت من الجهاد الأصغر إلى الجهاد الأكبر. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, what is that jihad akbar? Greater jihad. He said, jihad al-nafs, the jihad against the ego is bigger than jihad against enemy. Enemy, you know, this is your enemy. You are fighting. You might fight it with pleasure, your enemy. You want to take revenge. But never you want to take revenge from yourself. And although yourself is your enemy, four enemies in the self: nafs, dunya, hawa, shaitan, ego, dunya, this world, desire, and Satan are your enemy. Yourself is being molded with that. So how are you going to fight your ego? Your greatest enemy. That's why Prophet ﷺ said it is the bigger jihad to fight the self. To fight anyone else, it's so simple. But to fight yourself, where you think yourself is the highest, you think yourself, there is no one above you anymore, finish. You are the highest. Your opinion are the best. Your intelligence the best. Your decision the best. No one can speak with you. If anyone say something to you, might offend you, you think. You will be offended because you are big, you are high. You don't see yourself small. If you see yourself small, means humble. If you humble yourself, then Allah raise you. Don't try to raise yourself by yourself. So we are coming here trying to fight and come against our ego. So if we are trying to come against our ego and fight ourselves, means we have always to think we must be doing the best of what can should be. And that's why following the footsteps of Prophet ﷺ, Allah described him that his khuluq was his وَكَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. His characters, Prophet ﷺ, was the Holy Quran, means he was doing, or he was, every amal he was doing is according to the to what Allah mentioned in Holy Quran. And that's why Prophet ﷺ was the most humble. That's why when you become most humble, when he became most humble, Allah gave him وَمَا يَمْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. There is no more desire to Prophet ﷺ. There is no worldly desire. And that's why Allah said, وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. He never is going to say anything from his own desire, but it's coming from revelation. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. It is revealed to him. That's Prophet ﷺ. We have to imitate his way. Imitation, the way of Prophet ﷺ, is to build up ourselves in order to be able not to fall into the hands of shaitan. Think about yourself. Are you falling in the hand of shaitan? If you say no, you are mistaken. All of us, we are falling in the hand of shaitan. And to know how is when you have a conflict with someone, and that someone said to you something that you didn't like, if you respond back or you get angry, you are already in the hand of shaitan. you must keep your anger down. Look in the, when they are boxing, I'm seeing them on TV sometimes, they are boxing or they are wrestling. You see the different, what you call them, couches? Though they are encouraged, fight him, kill him, destroy him. What do you call these people? Trainer. What they are trying to do? They are trying to raise up his pride, his anger, his ego. They are trying to feed his shaitan more in order that he will be more building up himself. He has backing of shaitan behind him. He cannot accept a defeat. Who cares? Accept defeat or not defeat. You are defeat. Who cares? Defeat yourself. Let him win. Let him be happy. And you are loser. Make someone happy. إدخال السرور إلى قلب العبد من الإيمان. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, to make someone happy is from faith, from iman. No, but instead they are trying to play on his emotions or on his ego to make him angry. Don't let him to defeat you. That's what shaitan is playing with us. Don't let that one to defeat you. Defeat him. Destroy him. He say one word, say to him 10 words. And not only that, go and train. Build up your muscle. Someone on the street spoke with you something wrong, hit him. Nope. Big ones. Who else? Abd Karim is half-half. Who else? Nurjan is. It's not muscle. This one is not muscle. This is... This one, he doesn't need muscle. He's already angry on everything. That's from shaitan. Some people, you speak with them, they answer you quickly. They cannot take it. That's from shaitan. Even to their parents, even to their father, to their mother, they cannot accept one word. Immediately, they attack. Why shaitan immediately, the nafs, the ego cannot carry it, cannot accept it. I'm fighting me, I know more than you. What you are saying? If you become simple, they attack you, say anything, alhamdulillah. Smile. You're not loser. You become more supported by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you are coming against your ego. Bale? Understood? Always when the nafs, ego asking something, do the opposite. If the ego say to you, I can't have no time to work, I don't want to do anything today, I'm exhausted, I cannot be around, I feel myself to go somewhere else. Against my ego, I'm going to do work. Understood? Always kill the ego. Shoot it. One time, two times, three times, then you control. Become to control. It's become like a a wild horse, then he become a domestic horse. Allah then inspire you, because then you can listen. You are going to listen to your ego, Allah is not going to send inspiration. When you are going to come against your ego, Allah sends inspiration, because at that time you are going to listen to Allah's words. You are not going to listen to your ego or to shaitan. As long as you are hafiz Quran like you, and you are going to listen to your ego, you never get inspiration. But if you try your best to come against your ego, Allah sends inspirations. But not fully, not like a big pipe of water, what you call it. Sometimes they have well, they have very half-inch pipe. They have 1-inch pipe. They have 5-inch pipe. They have 10-inch pipe. So, they can give you a little bit drops there, because you are trying. If you really controlling yourself and not listening to the ego, then it comes 1 inch. You want more? 2 inch. 3 inch? They give you hard time. 5 inches? Allahu Akbar. You must be full submission. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, afdalu salatu wassalam alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allah described him. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. He never say anything from his own desire. There is no desire, means finish, no ego on Prophet ﷺ. When there is someone has no desire, means his desires are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave him what? إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. It means everything, not any more inspiration, is a revelation. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. Everything he says, everything he opens his mouth, is a wahy. So one of the ahadith, the most important ahadith, is what he said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ. Every amal is according to intention. وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Whatever you intended to do, this is will be given to you, written to you. Your intention is to buy this and to give me as present. When I want to buy it, I forgot the money. Allah can still reward you, because your intention was to buy it and to give it to me on Eid day, for example. You went and you forgot to get the money. How you can do it then? I cannot go back. So that reward will be written for you. Because this is what you intended to do. وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Whatever your intention was to do, Allah will write it for you. فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. If your intention is to migrate, means follow the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet, فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ is migration, إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, to Allah and His Prophet, فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. It will be written for him that he is on that way. Allah will reward. If you say, Ya Rabbi, and that day you wake up, you say, Ya Rabbi, you make wudu, you pray your Fajr prayer, you make your awrad, whatever, and then you go to work, say, Ya Rabbi, that's my day, I'm beginning, I'm in your way. I'm going to my work, to do my work, and come back to raise my family in your ways of it will be written, even if on the way you were not able to reach your work, or even you have something problem, it will be written as if you had worked the whole work, you came back, you raised your children, you've been given them well, trained them, it will be written for you. If you got sick and went to the hospital, still it's written for you. If your intention is to go to Hajj, if you prepared yourself completely to go to Hajj, you missed the flight. Or they didn't give you a visa last moment. Still you are, you will be rewarded. As if you have one day, did your Hajj at him. Because your intention was, you never changed. But at the end, something came wrong, and you were not able to do it. It is written for you. That's why innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows what Allah gave him, taught him. That these poor people are trying their best. So they are not going to be rewarded. They are going to sleep and snore also. If he come here and listening to the lecture and he fell asleep and snoring, what's the problem? No problem, because his intention is good. He will be rewarded, will be given the barakah that he was sitting, even he sleeping. It will be written. Now it's written. And it's written for him more than us, because we are here, but our mind is working somewhere else. Thinking, gossiping here, all kind of, bad thoughts come. But someone who is sitting and sleeping, no bad thoughts, is completely on their line.